Coming up on this week's show. Let the rain wash over me, knowing I have come out alive, but also just hit level one, bitches. Yes. Woo! This is the worst actual play podcast ever.
You can say that again.
Wherein our host tries to play a variety of different role-playing games entirely on his own.
Tries and fails, don't you mean?
And now, here's your host, Scormy.
What the heck?
This month, we're playing Dungeon Crawl Classics by Goodman Games. And for our Oracle, we'll be using the Game Master's Apprentice, Storyteller Cards, Fantasy Edition by Larcenous Designs.
Greetings all, and welcome back. I'm Scormy. Now, let's get right back into the story, shall we? As I recall, when last we spoke, Vladin had come across a washed-out bridge due to an engorged river here in the deep, dark wood. And he's not sure if pursuers remain behind him. But the village he left was most certainly going to be looking for him. Hopefully they came across his friend Remy, who has a broken ankle and could travel no further. And perhaps Remy can point them to the corpse of Zosius, their friend who fell in battle against a bandit, and also the bandit's body. But regardless, hopefully that all happens. He can't worry about that now. He must find a way across this river. And yes, it's a driving storm. And yes, it's the dark of night. And yes, none of this is advisable at all under normal conditions. But these are not normal conditions. Oh no. Vladin knows that he must continue on. He must strive to continue forward. If only for his fallen friends and those he's left behind. It is the right thing to do. It's the good thing to do. It's the chaotic thing to do, and that is his alignment. So, this is what we're going to do. I believe, given the circumstances, that Vladin will go back a bit to not the exact edge of the river. He doesn't want to slide down the embankment into the river, no. He'll keep back a little bit. But he's going to follow the edge of the river as best he can to see if he can find a tree that has fallen across the river. And if he can find one of a suitable size, as there is a storm going on, it's lightning and thunder and whatnot, if he can find one of suitable size, he will try to cross that tree. Use it as his bridge. So, we're going to make not only a skill check for a skill he does not have, we're going to check to see if he can even find such a thing. First of all, let's see if he is successful in his ability, if he's even capable of finding such a thing. That was a good roll. So if there is such a thing out there, he will be able to find it. And yes, he finds a tree has fallen across the river. Is it of suitable size for him to cross? Yes. But just because it is across the river
and because it is of suitable size for him to cross. Is it a tree that he will be able to cross? For often there are other reasons which make them unsuitable. Let's check for that. Is this a tree he can cross? Emphatic no. Now, why would that be? Let's let our imaginations run with this. For that's how solo role-playing often works. I'm going to say that as there is a lot of thunder and lightning, the storm is pitching. It's nasty out. It's already bad enough being in the deep, dark wood on a virtually moonless night, it's almost night, it's twilight, but it's storming, there's lightning, there's thunder, there's driving rain, the river is engorged, and that's not the problem. The problem is the tree recently fell because it was struck by lightning and is on fire. So, not really crossable. Otherwise, it has checked off every one of the boxes. Just not exactly the final box. Great. So it's there. Can I actually cross it? Oh, I can certainly try. Let's see. Am I impervious to fire damage? No. I did, for luck, manage to get that I survived a spider bite in my youth. And I have a +1 save against poison. So that's good to know. It doesn't help me here. But it's something. So, let's try and move further on. Down the banks. I know we're getting further and further away from the road. But that's fine. We will try to see if there's another tree or crossing that I can use across this river. As it is growing darker, I will make another check. Yes. That is successful. So if there is one, I will be able to find it. There is one. Is it a tree? No. Is it an actual bridge? No. Okay. I believe that the river diverts down and goes underground. It starts pouring into a cave system. And as such, there's a hillside, and I'll be able to climb along the hillside and get past the river, effectively going around it. That sound appropriate? Let's draw for it. Yes. Okay, that'll work. But, this will require me to do some climbing, which I will require a reflex save for. My reflex save is not great. It's not the worst, but it's not great. So, in fact, all my saves kind of suck. So we will attempt this climb. Okay, so that's a 6. Total. I rolled a 7. I have a -1. That's a 6. All I needed was a 10. So, I am going to make a luck check. Allow me to do a quick check of the rules. Well, I don't want to burn luck because all you get is a modifier. And since my luck, my luck is 14. But I think what I would rather do is attempt a feat to cling on and keep from falling into the river and thus be sucked down into this cave. I'm going to make a roll against my luck. D20 against a luck of 14. Yes, I have a luck of 14. One of the few good attributes I have. I'm going to roll for that. Let's see if I manage to pull this off. Well, it's a successful roll. So, I'm able to grab on at the last moment and pull myself around and up and out. Like I caught right on the edge of the cave before I fell in. So, pulling myself out of the muck and mire and onto the other side of the river. I'm going to say I'm exhausted and covered in mud and just bruised and just barely surviving that. But I did. And that was an encounter. No, but it was also a life and death encounter, so I'm not going to take a one. Quit giving me ones! I rolled 3 ones in a row. I will not accept a one for that. Not when I would have drowned otherwise. Right. So, I drag myself out of the muck and the mire and stand on the northern edge of the river. Not on the edge, but northern slope. Let the rain wash over me, knowing I have come out alive, but also just hit level 1, bitches. Yes, woo. Anyway, yes, I have 10 experience points after that. Yes. Now then, leveling up is a process. I think we'll worry about that after this adventure, but know that I have 10 experience, so I will be leveling up. There's a bit to it, so it should probably come between episodes. So, where do we go from here? Well, let's draw for a new scene, shall we? As I move in away from the river, I'm now deep within the wood. And the lightning and thunder and all that, the storm is still raging. I'm thinking to myself, I probably should be seeking shelter rather than trying to travel in these conditions. But finding shelter is going to be very difficult at this point. But search I will. And as I move along through these thickets and the trees and whatnot, which is also a ridiculously dangerous place to be, by the way, I will see up ahead a clearing with a single tree in the center of it. The single, tall, majestic tree that stands out glowing brilliant white against the darkness as it gets struck by lightning, bursts into flames, and the ground around it just bursts into flames as well. There's this ear-deafening roar and explosion. I'll feel the shockwave against my chest. It won't knock me back, but this beautiful, majestic tree standing out in a clearing amongst this wood, as if it were some magical place. Yeah, it ain't magical no more. That thing's on fire, and as is most of the clearing. So, gonna say that probably isn't the safest place to be. But I will be searching for some place safe. Now, am I still in the hills? Because we were in a hilly area towards the river, right? So, yes, I am still around the hills. Am I able to find a rocky alcove or something I can climb into to gain some shelter? Well, first, let's check to see if I can find such a thing in the first place. Yes, but is such a thing exist? Yes. Let's draw for a description. None of that really matches what I was looking for. I think what I'll find is appears to be a space between boulders, but it actually goes deeper into the hillside. It is the beginning of a cave. So at first it's kind of small. I can easily fit into it because I'm, you know, just a young teenager. But once inside, a little ways in, it opens up and becomes part of a much larger cave system. So, I believe I will avail myself of this good fortune. I came with a bundle of wood for this character. I am going to use rocks and sticks in an effort to start a fire. I'm going to say that's pretty much a skill that most humans would have. Am I able to do it with everything being so wet, though? Yes, I will say it is a difficult chore, but I am able to get a fire started. So, that's awesome. Now, the smoke, is it going to vent towards the entrance that I came in? Or deeper into the cave? Let's say, ask, is it going to vent towards the entry? Yes. So I shan't suffocate. There is airflow coming in from below and moving out towards the entry. The bad news is my smoke might be spotted at some point, but also there's like lightning and thunder and trees exploding. So I don't know if people are going to be noticing a little bit of smoke too often. There's pretty much a smoke rising up from the forest anyway. You know, burning trees. So I believe I'll take this moment to strip down, as my clothes are all rain-soaked and whatnot, and some muddy, but I'm going to take this time to dry myself with the heat of the fire, but also to hang up or spread out my clothing on rocks near the fire. Not too close, obviously, but close enough so that I can dry out my clothing, get my boots dry to some degree, and then relax, rest. Perhaps avail myself of a mushroom or two. Now, here's the big question. Will I be able to make it through the night without being accosted? Big question. What does the Game Master's Apprentice say? I'm ready to draw. And I really don't want to see the answer to this, but no. And it's an emphatic no. So I'm going to say that not only am I not able to get through the night unmolested, I fell asleep. So I'm going to give them surprise. Now here's a question. Because I'm unprotected. Do they simply kill my character in their sleep? Emphatic no. So let's draw to see if we get any ideas, any inspiration as to what occurs. That's not what I was hoping. Something slithering. Ah, I know what that sounds like to me. Let's scoot ahead to that. I'm going to say they didn't attack. How many do? Oh, usually it's a solo. Oh, no. That's the slime. It doesn't say how many of them. So, Okay, so I'm going to say it didn't attack because of the fire that was burning, but that he's woken by something. Here's this slithering, squelching sound nearby and awakens to a rather large slug nearby. Allow me to roll a d6. My d20 out of there, so 4. The slime effect is poisonous. That's okay, I get a +1 save versus poison. Okay. There's this horrible thing there. What do I do? Well, I think in my... As most people would do, I will grab a weapon. Have I had the misfortune of it slithering over my gear? No, good. It stayed away from my gear. It just nearby. It was heading upwards, trying to work its way out to get towards the water, because there's slugs like water. When it rains, whatnot. Even an underdark slug needs to get to some water. So, let's see. I believe it's initiative time. I have an 8. Since you can't go below 1, I will give it a 1. And it has... Holy, that's a lot! Good thing I rolled low. That's a lot of hit points. I think it's 3d6 hit points. So... Did I roll my initiative? Because I didn't write it down. I'll roll. Really? I could have swore my initiative was better than that. It would help if I rolled down my initiative, but that's okay. It's higher than the slug. So, I'll grab up my weapon and scurry to my feet. Naked as the day I was born. The slug, sensing danger, will slowly move in my direction. So, am I going to be smart enough to know to avoid its trail? Yes, I will avoid the slimy... So I'm not wearing boots. I'm not going to want to step in its trail anyway. Whether I knew about the particulars of it or not. Let's say I don't know the particulars. I just don't want to step in the eggs. Nasty! Nobody wants to step in that. So. Alright. Let's see. So, I will attack first. My melee is that. What's its armor class? You're kidding. This is a nasty. Okay, well, it comes close and tries to attack, and it hits. Of course. Keep in mind, folks, this would be the end of the story. Were I to go that route. I believe, instead, I will burn luck. So I did not realize this slug would be... I just grabbed slug, and the first slug I came to was slug Underdark. I did not realize it would be as nasty as it is. And do we want a full party kill? Well, actually, to be fair, we can roll that damage. And we can hope. Let's be fair about it. I mean, I got a 25% chance of survival here. And we done it. So, we didn't drop to a 0 hit points. We're just down to 1 hit point. So, it is an acidic attack. And I have to make a check for DC 14 fortitude slit. Fortitude slave? Fortitude save. And my fortitude save is bad. So let's roll that. I got exactly 14. I have a plus 1 save against poison. So that means I got a 16. So, okay, I'm fine. No, it's 7 minus 1 for the fortitude save itself. So, no, it just canceled out. It's 15. Whatever. So, I don't succumb and collapse twitching to the ground for D6 hours. So, instead, I will, as my action is next, move away from the, kind of scurry around to the other side of the fire from the slug. Am I able to grab a piece of burning wood that it won't burn me? Yes. So I will arm myself with that. Rather than my hand axe. And I will wave it at the slug. Does that drive the slug away? Yes. So the slug will move off towards the entry and off into the water that's pouring into the entry. And I will then use some of the water that's nearby to kind of try and get the remaining acid off of my leg where I was struck, cursing myself as I do so for trying to fight a giant slug. So, yeah, that's great. I'm feeling like I'm really know what I'm doing here, you know?
Just remember, if you can't play with your friends, you can't always play with yourself. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
There's no chance that happened, honey.
Please leave us a good review over on the podcasting service where you downloaded this show.
You want them to lie?
And don't forget to return again next week for more rousing adventures with your host, Scormay.
How about no?